Bonjour, mes amis, and welcome to the Rendezvous Cajuns radio and TV show live from the historic Liberty Theater in downtown Eunice, Louisiana. My name is Gene Benoit, and I'm a park ranger from the Jean Lafitte Natural Historical Park and Preserves Prairie Acadian Cultural Center, which is located right next door to the Liberty Theater. We, along with the City of Eunice, the St. Landry Parish Church Commission, the Cajun French Music Association, Bennett Primes LLC, John Gilry Allstate Insurance of Eunice, and the Best Stop Supermarket are all proud sponsors of this show, which is truly a unique family experience and the only one of its kind. Your MC this evening is the original Mr. Ray Landry. And now you will all please join me in giving a warm welcome to our performers for the evening, Ryan Broussard and Acadien.
There you have it. Ryan Simo and Acadien. Beautiful music. He's celebrating tonight. We have a release, brand new release. Rodaillé. On fait ça plusieurs fois. Rodaillé.
Oui, il y a de quelqu'un.
C'est un vieux mot, ça.
Un vieux mot de. Ça vient d'un monde spécial, une place spéciale. C'est pas tout le monde qui connaît quoi ça veut dire. Des fois, ça peut être traînaillé, des fois, ça peut être roulaillé.
On connaît quoi c'est ça aussi, traînaillé.
Roulaillé means run the roads.
Run the roads.
De la paroisse.
Et quoi c'est traînaillé? Quoi ça veut dire, ça?
C'est que tu traînes quelque chose. Traînes quelque chose.
Ryan, he has a new CD out there. It's called Rodaye.
Run the Roads.
On the Road, Run the Roads. Yeah, we do that well, actually.
Yeah.
Like the park ranger said, this is the only show of its kind. We are so fortunate here in Louisiana to have so many things that belong to us, like the music and the culture and the food and the wonderful people, the wonderful, nice people. We got to be thankful for that, for sure. Did you just that wasn't the Lafayette breakdown?
That was the Lafayette breakdown.
It was okay. Well, I'm sorry.
Number one on the list.
I should have figured because that was sure Octa Clark ending.
Yes, right.
And so we're gonna do La Vase Châtaignier.
We're gonna give Chick Snyder right Andrew here to Cormier. Sing one. Yeah, when we learn from Andrew Cormier and Rodney Lejeune.
Gade dam is sata fe chatit ka me ma jamre chatit ma prend en courage ton vieux nek ve iste zu chatai Châtiment prend en courage, châtie que le mot tu sais. La paix pleurer sur mon olier, mon tu sais dedans chagrin au châtaillé.
La Vase Châtaignier, the Châtaignier Waltz. That's a beautiful word, Châtaignier. Qu'est-ce que ça veut dire ça en anglais?
C'est un arbre,
c'est un
châtaignier.
It's a tree. A bush.
Kind of tree. It's a certain
it's
kind
a
of tree.
It's a châtaignier tree.
C'est comme un latonnier. It's a mamou tree. A châtaignier, and pecanier is a pecan tree. A châtaignier is a certain kind of tree. I can't remember what it is.
See that? I got a French lesson tonight.
Wait.
Andrew Cormier was the accordion player. You remember who did the vocals on that, Gainey? You should know that. I tell you what, them guys that, you know, we were sort of unlucky and lucky as it went. But when World War II happened and all these soldiers came back home, and they came back home here, I'm talking about the musicians, in Mamou and Lafayette and Brobridge and stuff, they all needed work. So what they did was, there was only one place to get work, and they had to go to Texas and work in the factories and in the oil fields and everything else. But it was sad that our families had to leave. But what we did was we gained a whole new audience for our music. When they left, they took the music and the culture with them. So that's why you got guys like Andrew Cormier, and you got all those guys, Gainey Orsman, and all those guys from the Texas area that's in the Beaumont area, in Austin, Texas, Houston, Texas, the Golden Triangle. Why you have so many Cajun musicians over there is because they moved over there right after World War II. And we got an amazing amount of young Cajun musicians playing over there. So having said all of that and talking about the soldiers, the next song we're going to do, La Voix des Soldats.
And une petite chanson qu'on a appris de Shorty LeBlanc et tous ces groupes là-bas. La Voix des Soldats.
Soldiers Waltz, Shorty LeBlanc.
Cher bébé, mais pour revenir, j'espérais, oui, pour t'en revenir. Tu connais, cher bébé, ça me fait du mal. Car dans quoi que t'as pu me faire, mais c'est la vraie. Avec un homme, quoi je vais faire, mais moi tu seul à la maison.
I know the feeling.
We're going to do that again.
I know the feeling.
Moi, j'ai eu quelque chose dans ma cervelle.
You want to do it now?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to do that again.
Okay, we're going to do it. Listen, you got a treat. You heard that La Voix des Soldats in two different ways. The way you just heard it.
That might be an original tune right there. You never know.
Okay, La Voix des Soldats.
Et battre pour mon pays. Tu m'as promis d'espérer, cher, jusqu'à jour et de ma mort. Mais garder dans mes aujourd'hui, t'es trouvé avec un homme. et l'espoir, quel avenir cher que mange plus Pitawa. Parti pour aller t'y suivre et battre dans la bataille. Tu m'as promis espérer cher jusqu'à jour j'aurai revenu et garder dans mes aujourd'hui. J'ai trouvé avec un homme qui connaît cher bébé. Mais c'est ça qui me fait du mal.
One of my absolute favorite waltzes ever. Shorty LeBlanc did such a great job on that song right there, and that little music pause was actually in that song as well when he did it. And the guy had vocals, unbelievable. I'm looking at your list of songs here, and you must have taken them out of my brain.
Come on,
because they're some of my favorites.
I hope we do them right. Then.
Yeah, you know Shorty LeBlanc, Alex Broussard, this.
Wait.
Doc Guidry, Robert Bertrand, Joe Bonsall, Lawrence Walker.
There's so many great musicians that don't get as much airplay as they should, lack of a better word.
I don't disagree.
And,
I do not disagree.
You know, where me and Mitch, I'm from Judy's and south part of Lafayette, and Mitch is from Indian Bayou in Vermilion Parish, and right on that parish line, you would get a lot of, you wouldn't know it, but there's so many great musicians that came from the South Lafayette, Kaplan, Abbeville.
Oh, absolutely.
Lawrence Walker was from Dusong. Octa Clark and Alec Broussard was from Judy's. And you wouldn't know that because, you know, they were musicians. They, you know, you had your Aldous Rogers and your Lawrence Walkers and everybody else.
Absolutely. Totally agree. So. Well, tonight you're listening to wonderful music of Ryan Seymour and Acadien. And, of course, I've been talking to Ryan Seymour. He's the accordion player, the fiddle player and vocalist. On the other side of it, we have Mr. Gainey Osamo all the way from Lake Charles. Is that right? Still over there?
Gainey Osamo helping us out tonight.
And you're still teaching over there in the Lake Charles, yeah? Come on, let's give Gainey a big hand for just being a teacher, huh? That's a big job. And on drums, my partner, Mr. Cody LaFleur, on drums right there, and vocals. He does a great job on vocals. And another school teacher all the way from Kaplan, Louisiana. You got to love him. My daughter's a school teacher. Well, they call her the warden. I don't need to say anything else. Yeah, she's a school teacher. And, of course, my young friend right there, Mr. Mitch Snyder, Sheck Snyder, is a school teacher in Kaplan as well.
Yeah.
Fourth grade. The fourth grade in Kaplan is
and he still has
what
all his
we
hair.
Used to be. What we used to be when you were 18, in my day.
Okay.
You know, so I know what you're going through. They're fourth graders, but
that's what I said. And he still has his hair. That's pretty good,
man. That's great, but I still have.
Yeah, quand on a parlé moi toi, t'as dit quand t'as lâché le CD, t'avais des petits comptes aussi.
Oui, j'avais quelques comptes. C'est une affaire qu'on a voulu tout en mettre dessus les CD. On n'a jamais eu la chance pour les mettre. Avant, mais on les a
T'as mis. Eu la chance cette fois-là.
Cette fois-là.
Tu veux dire un de les petits contesteurs maintenant?
Tu veux attendre?
Moi, je veux.
All right.
He's on his CD. He's got some little jokes, some little Cajun stories.
How many?
Yeah. And he's going to do one now.
How many people are there? How many people have understand yeah. French?
Combien de vous qui parlent français? I know Sue and JP.
Oui, levez les mains haut. Et mon petit pognon. Yeah,
proche tout le monde, on est chanceux.
Mais ma famille là-bas, ça peut.
Right. Elle comprend, je connais ça.
Jean-Paul pour sûr, mon petit garçon, Jean-Paul pour sûr.
Oh, yeah. And listen, I got to tell you.
Ma femme aussi.
Yeah, she's got, Ryan doesn't have any CDs for sale, but Denise has the CDs
That's
for sale
right.
if you want some.
Yep, our new CD out and my lovely wife
right
there. Just
run over there, we'll make you a deal. $15, but make a deal if you buy two, it's two for $30.
So and she has all the change deal. Too, so tracasse pas de tout ça.
Un petit compte, Ron Simon.
All right, allons voir. Il y avait un avocat un jour. Et il était dans son voiture, il était rodaillé tout partout de la place, tu vois. Et dans son gros beau char. Et quand il approchait un parc du monde, et il a vu, il y avait quelque chose qui l'attrapait son œil. C'était pas exactement correct. Il a vu dans le parc deux bougs. Et il tient sur les quatre pattes et il peut manger des herbes dans le parc. Les deux, comme une vache. Et oh, l'avocat a dit à lui-même, il faut que j'arrête et puis voir quoi c'est qu'a arrivé. Ouais. Ça fait qu'il a arrêté son char. Il a démonté son char et approché les deux bougs. Il a approché le premier boug, il dit, excuse-moi, monsieur, mais il faut que je te demande quoi c'est que vous autres après manger des herbes pour. Le pauvre bug, il dit, well, il faut que tu comprennes, monsieur, on est pauvre. On n'a pas d'argent pour acheter du manger, on n'a pas de manger pour manger. On est pauvre, c'est faux. Il faut on mange des herbes. L'avocat dit, oh non, c'est pas vrai. Il dit, vous autres va venir avec moi, à ma maison. Je vais vous donner tout le manger que vous pouvez avoir. Le bug dit, oh, mais c'est bien vaillant de vous faire avec, pour nous autres, mais j'ai une femme et des enfants avec moi. Il fait, ça fait pas rien, l'avocat dit amène-les avec vous. Il tourne à l'autre bug, il dit, vous aussi, viens avec nous autres. C'est bien vaillant, mais j'ai une femme et cinq enfants avec moi. Il dit, ça fait pas rien du tout, on va tous aller ensemble back à la maison à moi. All right. Ça, c'est l'avocat, les deux hommes, les deux femmes et tous les enfants, ils ont mis dans sa voiture. Ils sont partis du chemin. Bug. En arrière, il dit, monsieur, il dit, j'aimerais vous remercier encore pour ça que vous êtes préféré pour nous autres. C'est bien gentil, c'est magnifique, c'est bien vaillant. L'avocat dit, hey, c'est pas tracade du tout, vous allez aimer ma maison pour ça. Les herbes à ma maison, c'est proche, un pied haut. All right, I'm going to do it in English too. There was a lawyer, and he was riding around in his, there's a lawyer riding around in his car. And so he's riding around the town, and he sees something in a park not too far away that's not exactly correct. So he sees two guys on the ground. They eating grass. And he's wondering, he said, what's going on with all that? I got to stop and see. So he gets out of his car. He stops his car. He gets out of his car. He goes up to the two guys. Guy asked him, I have to ask you, why are you eating grass? The guy says, well, we're poor. We don't have any food. We don't have any money for any food. We have to eat grass. That's what we have to do. He said, no. Lawyer said, y'all got to come back to my house. I'm going to give you all the food you want. Nothing to it. He said, that's real nice, but I got a family with me. I got a wife and two kids. Bring them. Doesn't matter. I'm going back to my house. The other guy says, or the lawyer says to the other guy, says, you too, you coming with us. He said, that's real nice, but I got a wife and 5 kids with me. Doesn't matter. We all going back to my house. So the two guys, the lawyer, the two wives, and all the kids get back in the car. They get down the road a little ways. The guy in the back says, man, I really have to thank you for what you're doing for us. It's really nice. It's unbelievably charitable. He said, thank you so very much. The lawyer says, hey, it's nothing to it. No problem at all. Y'all going to love my house for sure. The grass at my house is about a foot tall off the ground like that.
That's my drum roll, man.
Yeah.
Ceux, dont ceux de la Légion.
Yeah, Alex.
Alex Broussard.
Dans le sable, n'a passé dans les montagnes, dans les cailloux, la Virginie. On a trouvé les cocodrilles dans la Louisiane. On répand notre cocodrille sur le reste du pays. Ici, dans le sud de la Louisiane, les poissons flottent dans le bayou pêche. Quand on vole dans les grandes mèches, et les warons dans les platins. On a trouvé notre paradis dans le sud de la Louisiane. Et les petites cajines de la Louisiane, les meilleures cuisinières pays. Les sauces piquantes et leurs écrivises, leurs patates doux dans le cheminée. Ça chante les chansons, la Louisiane, ça parle leur linge dans le bayou tèche. À driver les petites cajines dans le sud, la Louisiane. Et les vieux cajines de la Louisiane, les meilleurs citoyens du monde, les brûlent.
Yeah, just
Massey,
give it up.
All right.
You know, I remember that TV show, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Alex Broussard and what was
it? Bon Tony.
Nunk and Bruce.
Well, c'était lui, Nunk and Bruce, Happy Fats.
Happy
Doc
Fats.
Doc Guidry. So,
yeah, Doc Guidry. Wow, yes.
The Rainbow Ramblers, but Doc or Happy Fats, il avait notre nom de son band, man. C'est yours. Mm-hmm.
You know, back in the day, we liked it back in the day, but we didn't realize how rich it was. You know, what kind of gift we had, you know, even with swamp pop music,
Don't go away,
you know,
yeah.
we didn't realize what we had back in the day. It was just like, man, this is great stuff. But we didn't realize that 40, 45, 50 years later, we were going to be, man.
You know, I'll tell you, send us next song. We'll send that on out to Larry and Gwen, my parents back in Lafayette and Judy's. I know they're listening. But Daddy tells me a story. He says, the first time you ever heard French music or fiddle music, at Champagne's Grocery at the corner of
Rex
Champagne's Grocery, that's right.
Yes.
Corner of Ridge Road and Fieldspan in Judy's, and it was in the back. It was Alec Broussard and Happy
sure.
Fan, all of them back there.
Probably, I was probably sitting on there somewhere.
Probably so.
But a canned food somewhere. That's the only place I had to sit. Yeah, wonderful memories of.
Mm-hmm.
I knew some friends, some Allemands. I had some relatives there.
Yeah.
Black Allemands, Yedieu Allemands, and
sure.
All them. We were all kin. Beautiful. Rex had a grocery store over there in Judy's, and
mm-hmm.
every Saturday afternoon, I think it was, they had a jam session. We didn't know how important that was back in the day either.
I was a jam session before you had a jam leader.
That's right.
You just showed up and played.
That's right. And we were talking earlier about musicians from Vermilion Parish. One of them wrote this song here, Tous les soirs,
Du Lache Landry.
And if you're familiar with Wade Benson Landry, that's his dad. Was his dad. Wrote some beautiful songs out there. And that's one of them.
We'll get Mr.
Tous les soirs,
singing, yeah.
Every night.
Yeah.
Listen, I got to tell you, my wife and I, we go to Branson, Missouri every chance we get. We work with Faye's Fun Tours and go on a bus. We do that a couple of times a year. But I got to tell you, we are almost experts on where to go in Branson. And some of the Louisiana people, I guess you can call me prejudiced, and I don't care if you do. Some of the best music in Branson is some Louisiana boys. And I got to tell you that, you know, I'm proud. And every time Janice and I get a chance to go, we make sure that we go listen to Wade Benson Landry and his wife, Teresa Bold Landry. They're at the Wheelhouse every night. If you're in Branson, you need to go there and listen to those Landrys. They are amazing vocals, his filling skills and his wife's beautiful. And look, they play the kind of music I like. And looking out at the crowd here, I can probably tell you like the same kind of music as me, because it's old country when country was country. And they have such a great show. Another one out there at Silver Dollar City is Cedric Benoit.
Yeah.
Cedric Benoit, he's
from
celebrating
Kaplan.
30 years
at
Silver
time.
Dollar City.
Yeah.
So he's an old Kaplan boy.
He's from Kaplan.
And he does a great show. Whenever we get a chance to go Silver Dollar City in Branson, we do that as well. And there's another guy right from Opelousas, a guy called Louis Darby. Mm. Well, Louis Darby used to play fiddle for Cedric Benoit, and then he had his own act. But he's got an act in Branson called Sons of Britches. You need to go see that show. You need to see all three of them, actually.
Make sure you have some pants when you go over there.
Yeah, Sons of Britches, and I'm telling you, it is the most amazing show. They do call-out songs. You just call a song out to them, and they'll bring it up on the phone.
I gotta know a lot of songs.
With the chords and everything, and they will do it. They are so talented, it's unbelievable. And I want to send this shout-out to Louis Darby, Cedric Benoit, and Teresa and Wade Benson Landry out there. Sometimes they listen to us. The only way they can hear us is listening to us on the Internet, like everybody else tonight,
yeah.
On the Internet radio. So I'm hoping they're hearing when we give this shout-out, for sure. La Branche de Montmurier.
Oui, this is a song.
La Branche de Mulberry Branch.
Mulberry tree, et murier. Comme un châtaignier, et murier.
Murier, ouais, t'as bien dit, si.
Oui. Of course, this is the great Ira Lejeune tune. But Shorty LeBlanc did a version of this with Jay Stutz. Singing this, and I'm going to try to sing it like
and
Jay would.
Jay Stutz was a steel guitar player.
He was a steel guitar player, that's right.
You know, Jay Stutz was
Cleveland Crochet and the Sugar Bees.
He was,
Jay was Mr. Stutz Sugar Bee.
Yeah, he was, that's the, what's the other song that he's so well known for, Jay Stutz? His daddy was working on the,
Boss Man,
yeah. Boss Man, that's right. So we're going to do something, it's a Shorty LeBlanc version of La Branche de Montmédier. Mulberry Branch, yes, sir.
Yeah.
You're listening to the wonderful music tonight of Ryan Simeon and Acadien.
Oui.
On the on the 9th of December, they're going to have the special Christmas show with Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys. Got about tickets of $15 at the door. You can buy some advance tickets if you like. I got a number here. I'm pretty sure that's the number for the Unit City Hall.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure.
457.
And on December 789?
457, something like that.
Well, it could be actually Steve's number. So yeah. I have a number here if you're interested in coming next week to a very Christmas show with Steve Riley and the Mamu Playboys. Come here right after the show, and I'll give you that number. You can get you some tickets. And December the 16th will be the last show this year for the Liberty Theater with a very Creole Christmas with Goldman Thibodeau and the Lotel Playboys. Mm-hmm. We'll be here. There will be no Liberty Theater on the 23rd, and there will be none, of course, on the 30th of December. But right after that, I'm pretty sure we're going to crank it up again. And then on January the 27th at the Liberty Theater here, they have tribute to Hank Williams Sr. If you're even thinking about coming, you need to get your tickets today. If you don't have your tickets now, you might be even too late now. They just fill up the house completely. It's one of the most original, great old country song shows on the planet for me. My wife and I came last year, and I think I had to sit in the nosebleed section back there. So, and that again is hosted by Barry Onsley with performances by Hugh Harris, Terry Huval, and Pope Huval. Yeah. Tickets are $15, pre-sale, reserve seating only. For tickets, contact the Eunice Mayor's office, and then there's a 45 number here. And that happens on January the 27th here. And let's play. Let's. Tu veux dire un petit compte, s'il vous plaît, monsieur? Non? T'es paré pour ça?
Je suis tout paré pour un compte. Je suis tout paré. All right. all right. Il y avait un vieux homme et sa vieille femme. Et ils sont restés. Il y avait un state fair. Et il y avait un helicopter ride tout en au state fair. Et Boogie leur a donné des rides pour aller voler dans son helicopter, tu connais? Et le vieux Boogie voulait tout le temps rider dans le hélicoptère, mais sa vieille femme ne lui laissait jamais. Elle disait tout le temps la même chose. Ça coûtait 50 piastres. Et 50 piastres, c'est 50 piastres. C'est trop cher pour faire tout ça. Et le vieux Boogie, il a obstiné, il a grogné, il voulait tout le temps rider. Elle dit non. 50 piastres, c'est 50 piastres. Et c'était la même chose, l'année après l'année. Jusqu'à une année, lui, il a refusé. Il a eu assez. Il dit, écoute, on a été ici pour 20 ans à cette heure. Je voulais tout le temps rider dans l'hélicoptère. Et tu ne m'as jamais laissé rider dans l'hélicoptère. Et à cette heure, j'ai 85 ans. Et peut-être, si je ne vais pas à cette heure, peut-être que je n'aurai pas une urgence. Sa femme m'a dit, ouais, je connais ça, mais c'est 50 piastres pour aller rider. Ça coûte, c'est trop d'argent. Ça coûte trop. Dans le pilot, lui, il était à côté après les écouter. Il dit, et vous allez dire, viens, il dit, je vais vous faire un bargain. Je vais vous prendre dans le hélicoptère et je ne vais pas vous charger. Mais une condition, il dit, vous ne pouvez pas ostiner, crêler. Il dit, pas un son, pas même un mot, pas rien. Parce que si c'est juste un son, ça va être 50 piastres. All right. Ils ont tous accordé. Ils ont mis dans le hélicoptère, ils sont volés dans l'air. Alors, le pilot, lui, il voulait son 50 piastres. Il voulait être payé. Ça fait, le pilot, il a essayé de faire tout ça qu'il savait faire pour les faire parler. Ça fait, il a pris le hélicoptère, il tournait en gauche, l'affaire. Il tournait à sa droite. Il était en haut avec le hélicoptère. Il était en bas avec le hélicoptère. Il a fait des culbutes avec le hélicoptère. Tout ça, là, pas rien. Ils n'ont pas dit pas rien. Il dit à lui-même, il dit, man, non, c'est encore. Ça fait, il a pris l'affaire encore en gauche, il a pris l'affaire encore au droit, en haut, en bas, tout ça. Pas rien. Ils n'ont pas dit un son. Il a mis la charge back par terre. Il tourne au vieux Boogie, il dit, man, tu connais, j'ai essayé de faire tout ça que je savais faire pour vous faire parler parce que je voulais mon 50 piastres. Mais vous n'avez pas dit rien. Il dit, vous n'avez pas dit, je peux pas vous charger. Vieux Boogie dit, well, je voulais te dire quelque chose quand ma femme a tombé dehors, mais elle dit, 50 piastres, c'est 50 piastres. The rest of y'all can laugh too. Remember, write that one down.
Well, you should have learned French when your grandma was talking about you. T-Grandpa, is that about Larry?
Prosh.
How's he doing, by the way?
That is doing good. He texted me just now. He said, Black Alamo, he dated his sister, Kate. Go figure. Long temps passé.
Really?
He's doing fine, though. He's daddy and mama.
Yeah, that's
doing
right.
Fine.
He was from around that neck of the woods, too. He did some running over there, because I remember your dad and I was, we were some very nice young gentlemen.
There you go.
Nothing wrong.
That's right. Now, T-Grandpa is my... T-Grandpa. That's my grandpa's grandpa. Grandpa's dad. My great-grandpa.
Great-grandpa.
And he died before I was born. His name, Numa Simon, from Maurice, Louisiana. And my grandpa was the youngest of 12, Lolan, and my dad, and... after we play the song, I'll tell you a little bit about the recording and everything. But we'll do this for all the A-Bears and the Simons out there, all of them. To la famille.
Great. T-Gramp.
T-Gramp était mon arrière-grand-père. And where we recorded this CD, Rodaye, and if y'all interested, my farm right there, Denise, has got all the CDs y'all want. Y'all get y'all one while y'all here. The little house that we recorded in is called Camp May. It belongs to my son, my cousin, Sonny Araby, who is one of T-Gramp's 39 grandkids. And it's a little bitty house. It's about 1,000 square feet in Judy's, right on the family property there. And he let us use that. But that house belonged to my great aunt, who was born in 1902 and died in 1994, Tante Luz. And when I was small, we would go over there at Tante Luz's house all the time. And I hadn't been in that house in 25 years, and it's still the same as it was. You know, that house is from the 50s. But we recorded it there at Tante Luz's old house. And on the back of the CD is a picture of T. Grant, my great grandpa, circa 1955. That picture is so.
Well, so you said you recorded that song in his little house.
In his daughter's house. Oh, in my great aunt's house, yeah.
Okay, cool. And I saw that your daughter was dancing to your music. Did you say that your daughter's a guitar player now?
Jean-Paul's a guitar player. Vivi has a guitar, too. She's getting after it. Allez, en danse.
Look, she's waving. When you practice at the house, does she dance like she's dancing here, yeah?
Oh, yeah. We play the music. Jean-Paul either plays the guitar, the piano, and I'll dance.
What's her name?
Vivian.
Vivian.
Vivian Louise.
Hi, Vivian. You want to come sing a song? No, okay. All right.
Pas encore.
Next time you're going to have to come up here, we can let you sing one, okay?
Oui. Elle chante dans le char.
I'm sorry?
Elle chante dans la char.
Oh, ouais?
Oh, ouais. Elle chante bien.
Elle chante ça parce que...
Tu mets la musique et puis
elle
chante.
Elle n'est pas honte, pas du
tout. Non, elle n'a pas honte du tout.
C'est moyen comme les Simons. Elle n'est pas honte, pas du tout.
Non.
We're going to do one by Doc Guidry.
Well, I think we played it already. Let's do the next one since we played it earlier.
C'est pas Timoris? That's the one that you
that's
started
play,
on
yeah,
the
we did that
one.
Earlier. Well, we'll do the okay. next one.
And we'll do the next one. C'est pas l'amour, mais c'est pas mauvais. It's not love, but it's not better. It's not bad.
Old country western song.
Next best thing.
We learned from Merle Haggard here.
Yeah, Merle Haggard. That's when Merle Haggard was a Cajun. You never knew he was a Cajun. Huh?
T'es-tu dans la chaque fois je t'avais besoin? Après me tiens, comment je t'avais tendé? On n'a pas ça ensemble, que j'en ai eu. Non, c'est pas l'amour, c'est pas mauvais. Je n'arrête pas, toi, tu me quittes, tu sais. Des fois, quand t'es ici et t'es parti, allez, pour échanger ça, que tu me quittes, tu tries. Non, c'est pas l'amour, c'est pas mauvais.
Drew and Jenny out there.
C'est pas l'amour, mais c'est pas trop mauvais.
C'est pas trop mauvais. Drew, mon frère Drew, il aime Merle Haggard.
Oh, is that right?
I say, oh, ouais. Ça fait
how's he doing cool. Anyway?
Il peut faire bien aussi. Il est ici en l'allusion. Il voyage pas.
Yeah, well, actually, I talked to him yesterday. He's going to be at Vermilionville.
Good, yeah.
At the jam next Saturday. Yeah,
good,
I'm looking forward to that, Brad.
This time of the year, they're kind of...
They stay home. That's a good thing, though. They need to stay home.
Yep.
You know, I was looking over the schedule at the Liberty Theater, and when I said there was nothing to do on the last two weekends, and I'm going to explain why. Because starting this Thursday and Friday, right here at the Liberty Theater, the Eunice Community Concert Band and Choir will be here at 7 o'clock. And it's sponsored by the Eunice Kiwanis Christmas Parade. Is going to be December the 7th. That's Thursday night. And then they also have this show on the Friday night. It celebrates 27 years of providing quality, wholesome family programs The concert features the community concert band and choir, the children's choir, and an art exhibit by Face. I don't know if that is face painting or what, but you need to come. It's going to be at the Liberty Theater. This is going to be Thursday and Friday. And remember I said that Steve Riley and them with his Christmas program is going to be on the 9th, which is the Saturday. So that takes care of you Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. But on the Sunday here at the Liberty Theater, they have the Swamp Pop Review, a legend show. And that's going to start at 4 o'clock on the 10th of December from 4 to 7. The Cypress Band will be featured. Warren Storm, Willie T, Bert Miller, who's actually from Eunice over here. But remember Bert Miller and the Swing Kings. That's him. Mm-hmm. And Tommy McLean will be here as well. Oh, cool. $20 a ticket. Advance tickets, $20. You can, it's www.cypressband.com, or you can contact the Eunice Mayor's office. So y'all don't plan nothing this week. We have your Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday already planned for you. So my wife and I are just going to come. We're going to stay at the Liberty Theater and bring a tent. And stay here Thursday, Friday? No, it ain't going to happen, babe. Well, okay. And then on the 27th, remember I told you the 23rd is the last time we're going to have a show with Goldman Thibodeau. But actually on the 27th, which is after Christmas, is going to be on a Saturday, is going to be the tribute to Hank Williams Sr. show here. So we got a whole month planned for you.
Got it down.
And I had so many papers up here. Ryan, I lost my place. J'ai perdu ma place.
Mais c'est all right. Là, on va laisser Mitch ici encore chanter. No, the Mermentor Waltz.
Okay. That's right.
Yeah.
Bon job, danseur. Merci.
Listen, I know that Larry's listening.
He texted me. I know he is.
I'm going to test his brain. I think the first time I ever met him was he was working maybe, I almost can't count that high. It's been so long ago that. We were, we was working for Great